Well, let's now go to the European Union. We're going to open up with a focus on the Middle East just for a moment. But the man we talk with is Dr. Rob Congdon. He keeps us focused on what is going on in that region of the world and the prophetic significance of all that does take place in the European Union or the continent of Europe. Rob, great to have you along. And let me ask you immediately. European Union leaders are offering to help destroy the Syrian weapons, the chemical weapons of mass destruction. What's the latest on that story?
Well, of course, they wanted to do two things, really. One is they want to jump in on the current issue to see it resolved. And the Europeans, their greatest concern about the Syrian conflict is the chemical warfare. So this is a very natural step for them to offer to help and be that mediator that would destroy it. Second of all, of course, they want to establish their leadership in the world, and this gives them that opportunity. So they're very much behind it. It's hard to understand how in a country with a civil war going on, groups can go in and take part of that, but it does represent a strong feeling in the EU and a hope for a solution by the EU.
Interesting, though, that the European Union somewhat was not going to be in the forefront, along with President Obama, as it relates to an attack on the Bashar Assad regime over this issue, but now they want to get involved and helped. Well, we're going to have to keep watching that and keep on top of it. I've got to ask you this. You and I have talked about the fact that the European Union would like to put in place its own military operation and move away from NATO. Now there are reports that the United Kingdom, which would be Great Britain, and France are going their own way in military cooperation. Is this an advance towards this military operation in the European Union, or a standalone by these two nations?
Well, initially it's standalone, but it ultimately would fit in nicely with the ultimate plans of the EU. Right now, both the UK and France, they are the powers in terms of the military. They're also the hawkish nations, if you will, ready to deal in matters like Libya and other situations. So it's very natural for them to start coordinating. They want to coordinate not only militarily, but in the supply of the equipment that they would need. So it works for them financially as well as strength. But ultimately, the EU will move toward a overall military coalition or military force of its own. So I think this is the start of it. Really would be a base, kind of like anything the U.S. joins with. The U.S. is the major base. U.K. and France are the military base of Europe.
Well, that should give us some information, some insight into what could happen militarily for the European Union. I got to go back to the Middle East. Forgot about the fact that former European leaders are now calling for the European Union to stand strong on their ban against anything connected to the Jewish settlements in Israel. The Israeli government, Prime Minister Netanyahu, even the U.S. government, Secretary of State John Kerry, somewhat opposed to this move by the European Union. Give us the latest developments.
Well, if you recall, this ban is to ban anything being imported into the European Union from the Israeli settlements. Europe expected that the Israelis would just say, okay, and let's go ahead and especially go ahead with the Horizon 2020 research and development project between the EU and Israel. However, Israel has reacted strongly opposed to this ban. They say it's helping the Palestinians in their positions without really negotiating anything. What happened when the Europeans saw that Israel took this so serious and got so upset, many started saying, well, we need to pull back on this January 1st deadline of enforcing them. And so now what we see is some of the former leaders of the EU, they're trying to counter the pressures being placed on the EU. They want to see the ban, and so they're speaking up, and they're trying to appeal to Catherine Ashton to keep the guidelines in place. So what we see is reaction, and we'll have to watch for the counter-reaction, if you will, that will come after this.
Rob, a major election coming up Sunday in Germany. Angela Merkel, who is the chancellor, up for re-election. Any problem with the fact that she might be re-elected or not re-elected?
I don't see a problem with her coming into that position, but her coalition that enables her to hold the office will be modified slightly, and that could put some pressures on her. But basically, Germany is so successful in Europe, financially, business world, and the southern European countries know they need her. I think you're going to see basically she will get the support of the people in their vote, and she'll continue as she has been. There has been some growing discontent, but it's not a significant discontent. So she, in all probability, will be the continued leader of Germany.
Well, Rob, with the re-election of Angela Merkel as Chancellor of Germany, you see that affecting any way the European Union, their advance into the future?
I think so. They've been focusing on the election, and they keep saying we'll deal with problems and other things on the EU level after this German election. It just points out not just the importance of the German election, but it has been a good excuse for distracting the European minds. Once this goes through, I think you'll see Chancellor Merkel in even a stronger position in the EU, and she'll take on some of the difficult tasks, especially the financial reforms that the EU needs.
Rob Congdon, he's the man who covers the European Union for us, and we watch this very closely because everything happening there with the reestablishment of a major governmental operation in Europe, the European Union, we can see the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. Thank you for staying on top of these news stories for us and helping us to understand what's happening.
Well, thank you for having us, and Lord bless you.